England have a friendly against Brazil at Wembley and Wales have Austria in Swansea. That's the latest. I'm Danny Crawshaw.
This is Phoenix FM.
Flight controllers, listen up. Give me a go, no go for launch. Booster.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
We're go fly.
Guidance.
Guidance go.
Surgeon.
Go flight.
Ecom.
We're go flight.
GNC.
We're go.
Tell me.
Help.
Control.
Go flight.
Procedures.
Go.
Inco.
Go.
FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go flight.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Showtime.
Good evening and welcome to the Stage and Screen Show. Here comes another hour of music from Hollywood, Broadway and the West End.
Hey Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Go, go, go.
Jones got my back. Hey, Jones, tell me what it means. Yeah. Well, you know that kills is stupid.
From the 1991 London Palladium production cast recording of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, that was the Joseph Megamix. Joseph, based on the Coat of Many Colours story from the Bible's Book of Genesis, was first presented as a 15-minute pop cantata at a London school in 1968 and was the first of the musicals written by Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice to be performed publicly. The first fully expanded West End production opened in 1973 and subsequently opened on Broadway in 1982. The 1991 London Palladium production starred Jason Donovan in the title role and Lindsay Hately as the narrator. That was the first time that this role had been played by a woman. And both received Olivier Award nominations for their performances. Now, Lindsay Hately has just finished playing Madame Thénardier in the London production of Les Misérables, and Jason Donovan is about to embark on a UK-wide tour of this show.
Hey lady, you lady, cursing at your life. You're a discontented mother and a regimented wife. I've no doubt you dream about the things you never do, but I wish someone had talked to me like I want to talk to you. I've been to Georgia and California and anywhere I could run. Took the hand of a preacher man and we made love in the sun. But I ran out of places and friendly faces because I had to be free. lady, please, lady, don't just walk away. 'Cause I have this need to tell you why I'm all alone today. I can see so much of me still living in your eyes. Won't you share a part of a weary heart that has lived a million lives? Ooh, ooh, I've been to Nice and the Isle of Greece while I sip champagne on a yacht. Move like Harlow in Monte Carlo and show the world I've got. I've been undressed by kings and I've seen some things that a woman ain't supposed to see. I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me.
From the original Australian cast production of the stage musical version of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, that was I've Never Been to Me, followed by Colour My World. The show tells the story of three drag queens who contract to perform a drag show at a resort in Alice Springs, a town in the remote Australian desert. And as they head west from Sydney aboard their lavender bus, Priscilla, the three friends come to the forefront of a comedy of errors, encountering a number of strange characters, as well as incidents of homophobia, while widening comfort zones and finding new horizons. The original production was nominated for 7 Helpman Awards and went on to receive a Laurence Olivier Award nomination for Best New Musical for the 2009 West End production, and 2 Tony Award nominations on Broadway, winning all these statues in the design categories.
Phoenix FM.
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert is written by Stephen Elliott and Alan Scott and features a score compiled of well-known pop songs. Stephen Elliott adapted the stage version from his screenplay for the 1994 movie of the same name, which starred Terence Stamp, Guy Pearce and Hugo Weaving, who also appeared in this. That was Don Davis's score to the 1999 blockbuster film The Matrix, starring Keanu Reeves, Lawrence Fishburne, Carrie Ann Moss, and Hugo Weaving. The movie is set in a dystopian future in which reality, as perceived by most humans, is actually a cyberspace simulation called The Matrix, created by sentient machines to pacify and subdue the human population while their body's heat and electrical activity are used as an energy source. Computer programmer Neo, played by Keanu Reeves, learns the truth and is drawn into a rebellion against the machines alongside other humans who've been freed from the dream world. The Matrix is known for popularizing a visual effect known as bullet time, which allows a shot to progress in slow motion while the camera appears to move through the scene at normal speed.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
And speaking of speed... Tense Stuff, made 5 years prior to The Matrix and also starring Keanu Reeves, that was the main title theme to Jan de Bont's action thriller Speed. Reeves plays LAPD officer Jack Traven, who becomes the focus of a bomber and extortionist, retired bomb squad sergeant Howard Payne, played of course by Dennis Hopper. After Payne escapes his first entanglement with Traven, he sets up a bomb on a city bus that Traven boards and must keep moving above 50 miles per hour to keep it from exploding. The film also stars Sandra Bullock and was nominated for 2 Academy Awards for Best Sound Editing and Best Sound Mixing.
Phoenix FM.
The score to Speed was composed by Mark Mancina, who several years later collaborated with Phil Collins on the music for this. We'll be right back.
simple life. They live in peace. Raise your head up, lift high the load. Take strength from those that need you. Build high the walls, build strong the beams. The new life is waiting, but danger's no stranger here.
From Disney's 37th animated movie, Tarzan, released in 1999, that was Two Worlds, written by Phil Collins. At the time of its release, a production budget of $130 million meant that it was the most expensive animated film ever made. It was also the first Disney animated feature to open at the cinema box office number one spot since Pocahontas in 1995.
Phoenix FM.
And from Phil Collins' Two Worlds to Phil Collins' Two Hearts.
She always
Phil Collins with Two Hearts, one of two original songs written especially for the 1988 British comedy drama film Buster. The film tells the story of the great train robbery and stars Collins himself as Ronald Buster Edwards, as well as Julie Walters, Larry Lamb and Sheila Hancock. Following its release, Two Hearts instantly went to number one in the UK singles chart and received an Oscar nomination for Best Original Song that same year.
Phoenix FM.
And now this week's stage and screen news. The Udderbelly Festival will return to the South Bank this summer with the event's fifth outing, including performances from The Boy with Tape on His Face and circus show Flown. Running from April the 12th to July the 14th, the event, which is produced by Underbelly and the South Bank Centre, will also feature comedian Ardal O'Hanlon, Richard Herring and Doc Brown, among others. Flown is a circus show performed by international troupe Pirates of the Caribbean, featuring acrobats, aerialists, dancers, musicians and stuntmen. They were the headline act at the Glastonbury Festival's Circus Big Top in 2011. Organisers have announced 30 of the shows that will play in the temporary venue, which seats 410 and resembles an upside-down purple cow. Last year's event sold more than 50,000 tickets. The National Theatre of Scotland's production of Macbeth is to transfer to Broadway. The production, in which Alan Cumming plays all the roles, is being presented by independent New York producer Ken Darrenport at the Ethel Barrymore Theatre for a 73-date run, opening on April the 7th. Neil Murray, NTS executive producer, said, "We believe that this will be the first time that Shakespeare's Scottish play will have been performed by a Scottish actor and a Scottish company on Broadway. We're thrilled that a leading New York commercial producer is taking on our acclaimed production of Macbeth, featuring Alan Cumming's stunning performance." The production is directed by John Tiffany, the outgoing associate director of the NTS, whose direction of Once won him a Tony, and Andrew Goldberg, who directed Bomity of Errors. A bold reimagining of Shakespeare's text, Cumming's Macbeth is set in a psychiatric assessment unit where he plays a patient reliving the events of the play. Patti LuPone is to perform a week of concerts at the Leicester Square Theatre in June of this year. The Tony and Olivier Award-winning performer will appear at the venue from June the 16th until June the 23rd. Best known for creating the role of Fontaine in the original production of Les Miserables and for playing Ava Perron on Broadway, LuPone's 75-minute show will be hosted by actor, writer and musician Seth Radetzky. He will accompany LuPone on the piano and interview her about her career. The show will include music from Evita, Gypsy, Company and Anything Goes. And new productions opening in London this week include tonight, Great Expectations opens at the Vaudeville Theatre, adapted for the stage by Joe Clifford. Directed by Graham McLaren, the play stars Paula Wilcox as Miss Havisham, Jack Ellis as Jaggers and Chris Ellison as Magwitch. And then tomorrow evening, Fiesta, an adaptation of Ernest Hemingway's first novel, The Sun Always Rises, by Alex Halfrecht, opens at the Trafalgar Studios 2, featuring a live three-piece jazz band trio. And more locally, season's greetings, the Thurrock Court Players at the Thameside Theatre starts tomorrow night, Thursday the 7th of Feb. With a cast including Phoenix FM's Mike Jones, the play, written by Alan Aitborn, is a black, though often farcical comedy about a dysfunctional family's Christmas, set over Christmas Eve, Christmas Day and Boxing Day in an average English suburban house. Tickets are £10 each, concessions are £8, and to book, please call the box office on 0845 300 5264. And now, this week's movie news from our film journalist, Vicky Bufton. Guillermo del Toro will be transposing The Secret Garden to America's Deep South at the turn of the century in a new adaptation of Frances Hodgson's Burnett's beloved children's novel about spoilt orphan Mary Lennox, who's sent to live with her uncle and the garden she discovers that changes the lives of everyone around her. Oscar nominee Lucy Alibar will be writing the script while del Toro produces. Other cast and crew are yet to be announced. The London Evening Standard Film Awards bestowed their favours upon some worthy winners. Skyfall took home the Film of the Year award and Blockbuster of the Year. Toby Jones triumphed over all other actors for his performance in Berberia Sound Studio, and Andrea Riseborough saw off the competition, taking home the Best Actress award. And latest news from a galaxy far, far away is that along with the next trilogy of episodes already announced, Lawrence Kasdan will be coordinating some standalone films. These spin-offs will focus on the stories of lesser characters in the main sagas. Place your bets on who might be getting their own feature-length extravaganza now. And released in the UK cinemas this coming Friday, Wreck-It Ralph. Disney returns with the tale of an arcade villain who decides he's fed up with being a bad guy and breaks free to become a hero in someone else's game. Also, Warm Bodies. Nicholas Holt stars in this rom-zom-com, very nice, Vicky Bufton, about a zombie who falls in love with a gal and starts to become more human. And I Give It a Year. Rafe Spall and Rose Byrne play a couple who married quickly and start to discover that perhaps they weren't a perfect match after all. And finally, the UK cinema box office chart. Life of Pi tries to maintain a steady course at number 5. Lincoln holds office at number 4, while Denzel Washington crashes into number 3 with Flight. Django Unchained sticks to number 2, and Les Mis keeps the revolutionary flag flying high at number 1.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Quiet. Come down.
No.
Maria.
Please. My mother and father will wake up.
Just for a minute.
A minute is not enough.
For an hour, then.
I cannot.
Then forever. Shh. They're coming up.
Maria.
Momentito, Papa. Now see what you've done.
Momentito, Marie.
Cállate. Shh. It is dangerous. If Bernardo knew...
We will let him know. I'm not one of them, Maria.
But you are not one of us. And I am not one of you.
To me, you're all the beautiful...
Maruca.
Sí, ya vengo, Papa.
Maruca?
His pet name for me.
I like him. And he will like me.
No. He's like Bernardo. Afraid. Imagine being afraid of you.
You see?
I see you.
Oh, Maria, see only me.
Only you. You're the only thing I see forever. In my eyes, in my words, and in everything I do.
There's nothing for me but Maria. Every sight that I see is Maria.
Tony, Tony.
With you, every thought I'll ever know. Everywhere I go, you'll be.
All the world is only you
and me.
It all began tonight. I saw you and the world went away. Tonight, tonight, there's only you tonight. What you are, what you do, what you say.
Today, all day, I had the feeling a miracle would happen. I know now I was right.
For here you are, and what was just a word is a star.
Tonight.
Just a word is a star.
Maruka, che è tardi?
I cannot stay. Go quickly.
I'm not afraid.
Please. Buenas noches.
I love you.
Yes. Yes, Freddy.
Tomorrow.
I work at the bridal shop across the street, Madame Lucia's.
I'll come there.
At closing time, 6 o'clock. Tony stand for?
Anton.
Te adoro, Anton.
Te adoro, Maria.
Good night, good night. Sleep well, and when
from Robert Wise's multi-Oscar award-winning 1961 movie version of West Side Story, that was Jim Bryant and Marnie Nixon providing the singing vocals for Richard Boehmer and Natalie Wood as Tony and Maria with Tonight, music by Leonard Bernstein and lyrics by Stephen Sondheim. The film is an adaptation of the 1957 Broadway musical of the same name, which is in turn adapted from Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. And what a great excuse to remind you that next week, on Wednesday the 13th of Feb, I'll be presenting a Valentine's special of the Stage and Screen Show, featuring music from some of the most romantic shows and films ever made. So do join me for that if you can.
Phoenix FM.
Chino done to her?
Chino? Why Chino?
Maybe she's just dolling up for us. Gracias, querida.
Rosalia, Consuelo, my adorable friends, can you keep a secret?
I'm hot for secrets.
No, I won't tell you.
What?
What?
The poor girl is out of her mind.
I am crazy.
She might be at that. She looks somehow different.
I do.
And I think she is up to something.
I am.
I do. I am. She talks like a parrot.
What is going on with you, Maria?
I feel pretty, oh so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and gay. And I pity any girl who's in me today. I feel charming, oh so charming. It's alarming how charming I feel. And so pretty that I hardly can believe I'm real. See the pretty girl in that mirror there. Who can that attractive girl be? Such a pretty face, such a pretty dress, such a pretty smile, such a pretty me. I feel stunning and entrancing. Feel like running and dancing for joy. For I love my own pretty wonderful boy.
Have you met my good friend Maria? The craziest girl on the block. You see her, she's the one who is in an advanced state of shock. She thinks she's in love, she thinks she's insane.
La, la, la.
She isn't in love, she's merely insane.
It must be the heat,
or some rare disease.
La, la, la.
Or too much to eat,
or maybe it's fleas.
Keep away from her, San Porcino. This is not the Maria we know. Modest and pure, polite. Mine. Well bred and mature, and out of her mind.
Miss America! Ay, que linda te ves!
Miss America, bravo! Speech!
Speech! I feel pretty, oh so pretty, that the city should give me its key. A committee should be all great to honor me.
La 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 la.
I feel dizzy. I feel sunny, I feel busy and funny and fine, and so pretty. Miss America can just resign.
La 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 la.
See the pretty girl in that mirror there.
What mirror? Where?
Who can that attractive girl be?
Which? What?
Where?
Who?
Such a pretty face, such a pretty dress, such a pretty smile, such a pretty me.
Such a pretty me. Such a pretty me. Such a pretty me.
I feel stunning.
I feel stunning.
And then prancing.
And then prancing.
Feel like running.
Feel like running and dancing.
Also from the movie of West Side Story, that was Marnie Nixon, Yvonne Othon, Susie Kay and Joanne Meyer with I Feel Pretty. And that song also memorably features rather heavily in Peter Segal's 2003 comedy movie Anger Management, starring Adam Sandler and Jack Nicholson, when Nicholson, as Dr. Buddy Rydell, forces Adam Sandler's character to sing I Feel Pretty in order to help him control his temper.
Phoenix FM.
Now, of course, earlier in his career, Jack Nicholson was generally known for more serious roles, and one of my personal favourites was the part of Colonel Nathan R. Jessup of the United States Marine Corps in Rob Reiner's superb 1992 courtroom drama, A Few Good Men.
Thank you.
From the score to the 1992 movie A Few Good Men, that was Facts and Figures, followed by Honour, composed by Mark Shaiman. And that is the end of yet another show. After the news, Melanie Watson is back in the chair for Body Talk in association with Spire Hartswood Hospital, followed by Curveballs with Nick Field at 8, and then Joe Box will be throwing the switch from 10. Thank you as always to Vicky Bufton for her screen news update and to you for listening. And I hope you can join me next week for more from Hollywood, Broadway and the West End. That's The Stage and Screen Show next Wednesday at 6 p.m. only on Phoenix FM. Bye for now.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.
From the Sky News Centre at 7. The man tasked with finding what went wrong at Stafford Hospital says it's a story of appalling and unnecessary suffering of hundreds of people.